So if we are talking about Craftsdale to people, new people, and we don't have time to give elaborate explanation, how should we explain? See, when we are sharing spiritual knowledge, our purpose is to take people one step higher from where they are. So if they have no knowledge, we give them some knowledge by which they get some understanding and they feel become more open to inquiry further. It's not that in one interaction they are going to transform their lives and take them from ignorance to enlightenment. It doesn't happen like that. So in general, you have to find out what is the step from which is the best for them to take them according to their level and according to my capacity. So that means Prabhupada himself gave an example. Once some devotees asked Prabhupada that, you know, Prabhupada, when we tell the scholars that in the that there was King Ugrasen, he had some millions and millions of bodyguards. So the Bhagavatam gives some astronomical figure. So they laugh at us. They say, how could so many people have lived in one city of Dwarka? Where were their homes? Where were their toilets? How would it manage? Now Prabhupada could have answered, oh, yeah, Krishna is inconceivable. Krishna can do anything. It's a valid answer. But Prabhupada gave a very pragmatic answer. He said, among all the thousands of verses in the Bhagavatam, was that the only thing in the Bhagavatam you found to speak to them? So we say, one of the offenses to the holy name is to instruct faithless people in the glories of the holy name. Now, one understanding of this offense also is that to instruct people in things that they cannot have faith in. See, everybody is at a particular level. And if we tell them something which at their level is just not believable to them, then that is also an offense. We should tell them what is acceptable for them one step higher. It's like weightlifting. If a weightlifting trainer, if a person has the capacity to lift, say, 10 kg weight and then gives 50 kg weight, it's going to injure the person. So like that, we may injure people's faith by giving them things which they're not ready for hearing. So that's first thing is, when the choice is up to us, we should speak things which click to them. One small thing also clicks, it moves onwards. Now, in the case when people already have misconception, a strong misconception, then at that time, see, education has two parts to it. One is creating faith. The other is also creating doubt. Creating doubt in their own preconceptions. So, for example, if somebody already, Rasalila is immoral, why do you worship Krishna as an immoral God? Then we could just turn it around, You could ask the same question to saints who have given up everything. They have no attraction with this world and they are worshipping Krishna. Why do you think they are worshipping Krishna? Could it be there's something more to Krishna Lila than what you are thinking about? Or as he said that, isn't it that Krishna is just 8-year-old, how could he have? So basically, we have to do what we can, either in giving understanding or in creating doubts about their preconceptions. So in some cases, we will not be able to change their misconception completely. So just give them some food for thought. If we just come off all out and say that you are wrong, then they become very defensive. And what happens is, we may not also have the capacity, because if somebody is having a particular understanding, it takes time to change the understanding. So better give them some stimulus for thought. So if possible, avoid a non-confrontational topic and just take a topic which will elevate them from where they are. But if a confrontational topic comes up, and if we don't have the time and the opportunity to actually give a full understanding, then just create some doubt about their preconception and leave it at that. And then, I never thought of it this way. They get some question and then they become more open. And maybe in future interactions, they'll become more open to understanding Krishna's message. Prabhupada is a pure devotee, but in the Markandeya Bhagavad Dharma, what is he saying? He's saying, Krishna, alankrita koribara khamata tomar. He says that you can make my words understandable. So Prabhupada says that by your will, everyone has come into illusion, and by your will, they can come out of illusion. So please make my words in such a way, understandable, that they will come out of illusion. So we don't see ourselves as the sources of enlightenment. We see ourselves simply as one agent in people's progress towards enlightenment. So Krishna, let Krishna speak something through us, and the same Krishna will guide them to someone else. He'll speak something over there, and they will gradually move on. So basically, try to take them one step ahead from where they are.
It's a nice answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Krishna. Thank you for coming to work. You've been asking quite well to have your attention.